Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joey Meyer. Batting seventh. The DH, Gus Polidor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gladden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Backman strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Deer hits a line drive towards the mound. Viola reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Polidor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Bush. The throw from O'Brien and he is out, Sheffield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larkin. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Larkin steals second. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larkin moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Yount. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Yount steals second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. Braggs moves to second. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gus Polidor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Polidor is 0 for 1 in the game. Polidor hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bush is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Charlie O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien bunts towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Sheffield moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheffield scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gagne is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a pop-up towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Polidor is 0-for-2 in the game. Polidor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sheffield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sheffield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bush bunts towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bush moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bush tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Harper now catching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gagne. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Deer is 0-for-3 in the game. Deer strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. 2 outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Yount. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Yount steals second. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing first base. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Krim now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dan Plesac now pitching. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. John Moses pinch runs for Kent Harbeck. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Polidor is 0 for 3 in the game. Polidor hits a pop-up into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first, with Viola covering, for the out. 2 outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman pinch hits for Randy Bush. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Deere. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Freddy Tolliver pinch runs for Carmelo Castillo. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 4 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive towards the mound. Plesac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.